Ignition sequence start. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Liftoff.
Check, 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 check. I literally just create madness.
Boiler up.
I'm going to go off here.
They don't have a great quarterback.
I got to take a break. I'm getting in trouble.
To win the Big Ten, you first got to win the West.
Bad Bunny.
Have you heard his name in a while?
No.
Has it bothered you?
No.
Defensively, they got to come in with some confidence.
Is that even analytics?
I am in a parking garage. I'm kind of lost.
Terrence Shannon, Matthew Meyer, RJ Melendez, Coleman Hawkins.
He's throwing the presentations on and over.
I didn't come here to go 5-7.
I'm so proud of Illinois football right now.
I'm so tired of Joel Embiid.
We're not taking Patrick Corbin.
I want to bet the Bears.
Oh.
You are Reba McEntire's niece.
Roshan Russell.
Coach Bielma.
You know, long. Yeah, salute to yourself.
What?
We got all kinds of things for you here.
There's a lot of glass.
Oh.
Guys, we have breaking news.
Uh-oh.
It's the drive.
Schmack dogs. Sometimes, Kyle, sometimes change is good in life. I'll just throw that out there. No context. Can I tell you what I did? I ran by Casey's here in Philo real quick. And I don't eat donuts very often or cookies or cakes, stuff like that. But in the donut place, I saw somebody like pulling out a cookie and it had a football on it. And I was like, well, that's interesting. And I was asking about him. And I guess there's a lady named, her name's Cassidy. Down here at the Philo Casey's, she makes custom cookies. Mm. And she makes them like in Unity colors. You know, so and you're not from around here, but Unity is where
right.
The school that like a lot of the kids in Philo go to. So it was pretty cool. I'm like, man, those look pretty good. But I just are you a treats guy? Like, you know me, I brought in Starburst today. I mean, I'm a candy dude. Joey Wagner texted me yesterday. I guess he had bought two things of candy for the car ride to Lawrence, Kansas with Jeremy Warner. And I guess Warner was busting him up going, what are you, Lante? And so Joey Wagner sent me a text and said, hey, I didn't realize you were a candy freak. He's like, the next time I come on, we're going to have a candy draft. And I'm like, oh, absolutely. I said, I mean, I love candy. It's part of the reason that I'm overweight now. There's a lot of different reasons, but that would be one of them. But the weird part about me is I don't eat pie. I don't like any pie. Like pumpkin pie at Thanksgiving, I'll take a bite. That's it. That's all I want. Like, usually it's my mom saying, well, are you not going to have some? You know, I'm like, Mom, this is now 53 years I've told you that I don't like pie. But I'll be like, well, give me a bite. And then, like, cake's fine. But if I'm at a party and they have cake, I'll be like, just give me the smallest slice. Like, it's weird for me to say, but it's too sugary. And then, like, cookies, I don't crave cookies. Or stuff like that. Now, I do crave a Mountain Dew on occasion, or a Coke, and I do crave candy. But are you like that, or well, I mean, you're—I don't know.
I mean,
you're thin, I was thin at your age too.
I'm kind of with you on the pie cake. I've never really been. That's never something that's at the top of my sweet list or something that I'm craving. I am kind of a cookie guy. I'll go buy like Oreos and like the Chips Ahoy stuff for my dorms. And my grandma always bakes cookies all the time,
boy.
And they're so good.
Oh,
like
man.
Chocolate, fresh baked chocolate chip cookies. That might be my top go to. Like if I could have anything
out of the oven.
Yeah.
Now I like my like a chocolate chip cookie. If I eat one, I'd rather it be a little bit, almost a little burn. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But if you get them right out of the oven, I mean that's almost heaven.
Oh yeah, it is for sure.
That is almost heaven.
I'm not really with you on the candy thing though.
Okay.
I never go out and seek candy. Like if
really,
if when you bring in your Starburst or whatever your Reese's like you brought in earlier this week, I'm not gonna say no.
No.
But I don't go out and actively seek candy very much.
This is what kind of a giving person I am. I'm in Dollar General the other day here in town, and I had to grab, I don't remember what I was grabbing, but it wasn't food related. And then I thought, you know what? Rob loves Reese's and Rob Stone, and for Christmas last year, he bought us all Reese's. You know, and so I'm not a guy that eats Reese's that much, although it's like the number one candy in the world, I think. But I was there, and they have like, you know, five for a dollar or whatever. That's the kind of giving I have. I'm like, well, I can afford a dollar on the guys. So I gave Layman one, who is absolutely watches his weight. You, who is, you're skinny as can be anyway and don't really care for candy that much or seek it out. Rob was going crazy over it. I mean, he was like salivating. And so, yeah, I thought, well, I'll bring a Reese's in for everybody and let them have that. And then I'll just take my little Lifesavers in and go from there.
Those are good, too.
They are good. I
appreciate when you bring those in.
So that's my go-to now, because I kind of switched from chocolate to like the Skittles, Starburst, kind of, you know, I don't know what you call it.
Like the fruity. Yeah.
So I've got Lifesavers and Starburst for the plane ride to Florida. And then I'll have those in the room that I can snack on occasion. It's like, maybe that's why you're not losing weight, Lon. There might be another reason why I'm not losing weight. And guess what? It's time, because a lot of you are already going, oh, my goodness, we are an hour and 15, or let's say 1:18 away from kickoff in Lawrence, Kansas. I know a lot of you already have it in your hand. It's cold, except for Piper down in Florida, who bought the beer and then sat on the phone with us for 30 minutes while the beer got warm in 90-degree weather. It feels like fall out right now, so a lot of high school football tonight, a lot of people gearing up for this Illinois football game. I'm sure they're already rolling. Here's to the Illini getting it done tonight in Lawrence.
Happy hour.
That'll never get old, that sound. All right, let's get to it. Illinois, Kansas, the Jayhawks. I don't know what else to say about this. We've been talking about it all week. The one thing that was a little bit worrisome, worrisome about how the Illinois defense front played against Toledo?
It was worrisome.
I
think we've seen how dominant they can be. It's one game.
Yeah.
It's the first game with a new defensive coordinator. There are some new pieces in there. And it was a quarterback that you really had to respect with his legs. And it was a tough game plan against the Toledo offense that could do some different things with Daquan Finn back there. So I'm not going to say I'm ultra worried about it, because I have a lot of trust in that defensive front to bounce back and be the group that we saw last year and the group that we were hyping up all offseason. But to not have, you know, we talked about coming into that Toledo game, like the one thing you have going for you
exactly
is that you're going to be the more physical team and you're going to win at the line of scrimmage, and Johnny Newton and Keith Randolph are going to eat against the MAC team. They didn't do that. Toledo actually won at the line of scrimmage. That was a little bit alarming. But I'm not going to go as far as to say, we need to panic about that. I want to see how they respond tonight against a Kansas front that isn't very up front. Kansas, that's not where Kansas's calling card is up front. I think they can have some success tonight and bounce back.
Because I love hearing myself say, sure, right, I decided to play a snippet from Jay Layman. I had asked him about what this defense should be able to do this week.
Let's say I was just watching these guys and I had no idea who this team was. I had no idea if it was Johnny Newton or Keith Randolph. I'd say, man, I'm really concerned about the defensive line this year based on that performance. Like, if they didn't have jersey numbers, and I didn't know, right? Now, I know what Johnny Newton's been, how he's developed.
Absolutely.
I know Keith Randolph and what he's done. And I'm not overly concerned, because I've had bad games in my life where I didn't play as well as I should have for one reason or another. We don't know. Was somebody banged up? Was there a personal thing going on? We don't know. And I will say this. Keith might have not had a ton of stats. He did cause that intentional grounding. And he was solid, I think, for the last three quarters.
I agree with you
100%. So I don't want to just lump everybody into like the D-line was horrible. I thought Gabe did a decent job containing. Gabe Akis would love to take that penalty back. I know. I thought Seth Coleman, I need to see him show up more. If you're an outside linebacker, you got to produce. As my coaches used to tell me, listen, it's not enough to be out there and do your job. You got to be a playmaker. If you're a defensive guy, you don't have plays called for you. You've got to make stuff happen.
That's a good point.
I talk about defensive linemen, I'm not necessarily concerned about sacks or TFLs. Those are great. But what I love to see disruption. Johnny Newton is so disruptive. You know, when your tailback doesn't have to even break stride until they hit the line of scrimmage, that's a 3, 4, 5 yard gain. But when they're able to do what Toledo's D-line did and make Josh McCray stop his feet, bubble to the right, and restart his feet, that's a zero game play.
That's a great point.
That's what Johnny Newton was able to do all last year. Now, Johnny Newton, to his credit, was double teamed all game, but we saw Johnny Newton split double teams last year against better teams, right? And be disruptive. We very rarely, if you look, and they were doing what they call a pin-pull scheme where they down-blocked and pulled guys around. Usually we go right through that, right? And I just didn't see that. I didn't see us making that back what I call bubble, making a bubble cut, meaning he can't run straight at the hole. He's got a bubble outside, which gives every linebacker, every DB an extra step to get, which can be the difference between that guy getting the corner and not getting the corner, between a 7 yard gain and a 2 yard gain. We're at 2nd and 3 instead of 2nd and 8. Now we can't pin our ears back and bring a blitz, right? And bring the pressure that we want to bring. So then Aaron Henry's on his heels. Well, I got to play 7 for pass and run. So behind the whole time. And so I didn't like how they played, but I'm not necessarily concerned moving forward because I know these guys, but I have my eye on them for Kansas. Yeah. I want to see a difference. And I know Brett wants to see a difference. I know the coaches want to see a difference.
I cannot wait to, not only for this game, but I can't wait to hear Jay and you and Pipes on Monday talking about this, because I think it is kind of the, I don't know, my storyline is more the running backs, and I know we had a 309 said on the U of I Atlanta Lake text line, I'm looking for one of the running backs to have a breakout game tonight, may not be one of the starters, so it could be like a Caden Fagan or an Aiden Loughery. We'll see. Coach Bielma alluded to the idea that he'd like to get those guys a little more. To me, that's more of the storyline for me, is the time of possession, seeing how the running backs do. But I'm anxious to understand, and I want to get to know more about this defensive front, because the Toledo game actually made me question them. And I never thought this entire season I would question them. It would almost be like Patrick Mahomes having a shaky game where he throws 4 interceptions, and you're like, hold on a second. That's the one thing I don't worry about when we go into a game.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, you know, Mahomes is never going to do that. So let's that's probably a bad analogy. But certainly it's this defensive line. I mean, I just never imagined that I would ever this season sit there and go, which for some reason I'm doing the a lot lately. That's creepy, man. Can you tell me when I do that? Because it's like, Lon, you're getting creepy with the So
I'll
what?
Try.
I mean, do you see where I'm going there? Yeah. Like that's something I never thought I'd question.
Yeah, I totally am with you. That's the last thing I expected to be talking about after that Toledo game was like, man, Illinois' defensive front kind of got beat up by a MAC team. Now again, a good Toledo team, but you should not be out-physicaled by a MAC team, no matter who it is, with a defensive line that has been hyped up, and rightfully so, for the talent that's there, as one of the better groups in the country heading into this year. That shouldn't have happened. It'll be really interesting to see tonight, because that could be an outlier. That could be some rust. That could be whatever excuse you want to make, whatever it was, just an off night against a Toledo team that kind of caught them by surprise, whatever it was. If they bounce back tonight and show that dominance we saw at times last year, I think we'll all come back here on Monday like, okay, there's no need to overreact about that Toledo game. This is who we thought, and this defensive front is going to be the strength of this group. If it doesn't happen and it's another MAC performance and those guys aren't their usual dominant selves and Kansas is running all over you, there's some real concern that's going to be had heading into a game against a Penn State offensive line that's really good, and just that they need to show up tonight.
Yes, and we of course on the offensive side, that running back room. I know we had a texter ask or thinking that maybe somebody other than your big two, essentially with Love and McCray, would bust out.
I just looked this up too, just to see. Kansas, 125th out of 131 FBS teams last year in rushing defense.
Okay.
They gave up 219 rushing yards a game last year.
That's how you got to win this game, I think.
You need to run the football effectively.
That's how you got to win this game. And also, I mean, Altmyer showed what he could do last week. Had an unbelievable game, not only with his arm, but also with his legs. The wide receiver spot, only 3 receivers caught passes. Now, they were your big three. And Tip Riemann, I think, had a couple of catches as a tight end. But it was interesting to me that you didn't see the ball spread around a little bit more. Barry Lonnie touched on it.
Yeah, I'm confident in that in general. I mean, just like, you know, a lot of it just kind of each game unfolds differently. Each coverage pattern unfolds differently. How are we protecting the quarterback? Is the wind blowing? Like, there's a lot of things that go into that. But I'm very confident in our ability to play on the outside lanes with Casey and Pat and Malik and Ashton and when Isaiah's out there and just, you know, to throw and catch. We threw and caught the ball very well, and that's something to build upon. And we've got to be able to go do it in a road environment against a really quality opponent. For us to be successful this year, we're going to have to throw and catch. And that doesn't mean we're not running the ball. Our mentality is we're running the ball. But to supplement what we're trying to do, we got to be able to throw and catch well, and we got off to a good start doing that.
Barry Lonnie talking there gave me an idea. I could see Isaiah Williams fitting in that Kansas City Chiefs offense.
I could too. He'd be the classic, like they grab him in the sixth round.
Yes.
And then a receiver goes down and Mahomes is hitting him for 150 yards one week. Like, I could totally see that.
Just weaving in and out of traffic, you know,
yep.
Trying to avoid Sid Brown.
Yeah.
Who's coming up trying to hammer him in the AFC Championship game. That would be interesting.
I'd be in the Super Bowl.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Yeah, Sydney's with I was thinking Chase with the Bengals.
Bengals.
Bing, not bang.
Where do you...
Bang.
It's not B-I-N-G. Where are you getting the bing from?
Bingle. E. Bing.
When does an E make that noise ever?
E. B. E. Bingles.
Bang.
It is a personal war that I have every season.
I know I got pipes on my side with it. You're the only one here.
I know. Pipes is even more of the Bangles. I'm like, ah, that's a group that sang, like, walk like an Egyptian, you know?
Nah.
I don't know why I made Egyptian sound like an 18-syllable word. Egyptian. I got to catch a break. Imagine beating Kansas tonight. Just imagine this. And then this happened.
It's your Illinois Fighting Illini taking on the Penn State Nittany Lions. Saturday, September 16th at 11 a.m., wear orange for the Hail to the Orange Out. Arrive early for the Fox Big Noon Kickoff pregame show in Grange Grove for your chance to win great prizes and be on national television for this Big Ten matchup. Get tickets for the Hail to the Orange Out versus Penn State. Saturday, September 16th at FightingIllini.com.
At Busey Bank, we're proud to serve our local community through financial guidance and community investment. Offering sound advice and actionable insight, Busey builds financial strength, supports homeownership dreams, and offers customized lending strategies, connecting with our neighbors to build stronger communities. Busey Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini.
You've changed thousands of diapers, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you'd do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw in Champaign-Urbana today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he has a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola.
Here's your OSF Healthcare Medical Minute.
Hi, I'm JT Barnhart, the president of OSF Heart of Mary Medical Center. I want to start by just thanking our providers and our staff, our mission partners at the hospital for the great care that they take of our community in providing the services. One of the new offerings that we have coming up in the next couple of months, we've recruited an interventional pain provider who will be able to do some of those injections and procedures to help people who are struggling with long-term pain. In conjunction with that, we have an orthopedic spine surgeon that will work together with the interventional pain provider to really offer a robust spine pain service for the community of Champaign, Urbana, and the surrounding areas. We have also brought in a brand new open heart surgeon. He is doing a really good job, really helping us expand our heart program to be a more regional heart institute at OSF in Urbana. And so want to just continue doing the great things that we're doing around our cardiac program to offer a great service for the community.
For more information, visit osfhealthcare.org.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weaver's, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
At ABC Heating and Air, it's our promise to help you always be comfortable. Do you need rescued because you're burning hot? Do you need rescued because your air is shot? Call ABC Heating and Air at 352-5400 and let us rescue you from the heat. ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400. Can't you see you need to call me at ABC? Call ABC Heating and Air. That's ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400.
Welcome to Sarah Champaign, where your dream car awaits. With an exquisite selection of top-tier vehicles, impeccable service, and unbeatable prices, they are your ultimate destination for automotive excellence. Experience luxury, performance, and style like never before. Visit today and drive home in the vehicle you've always desired. Sarah Champaign, Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick, your journey towards automotive perfection starts here. Visit them at Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champaign.com.
Join the Champaign Parks Foundation for a fun evening of food, socializing, and entertainment at the iHotel and Conference Center with Champaign Park District Youth Scholarship Fund to benefit from the new Ties and Tennies Gala. It's coming up on Thursday, September 14th, and you'll enjoy dueling pianos, a plated dinner, complimentary wine and beer, live and silent auction, and featured speaker Team USA Paralympian sitting volleyball player Nicole Millage. Learn more details. Visit champagneparks.org.
The Blossom Basket Florist has been in business since 1954. In the last 25 years, the Blossom Basket Florist has processed over 535,000 orders. That's 21,400 orders per year. With that type of volume, they know they have satisfied customers who just keep coming back. Find out why their customers love their designs and customer service. From simple to simply magnificent, they can design for any type of event. Visit them at 1002 North Cunningham at Urbana or online at blossombasket.com.
Urbana's Market at the Square has been cultivating a vibrant scene in CU since 1979. Get to know your farmers bringing locally harvested honey, crafts, jewelry, art, fresh-cut flowers, plus produce including fresh leafy greens and root vegetables, fresh baked treats, and a wide selection of proteins. Going on now, every Saturday, 7 a.m. till noon, rain or shine at Illinois and Vine, it's Urbana Market at the Square. Find Urbana Market on Facebook or urbanamarket.org.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Sit back and relax and take the drive with Lante and Derek Piper. Weekdays 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
The drive! Let's go! I'm getting fired up, Kyle.
I am too.
To the point where I'm going to just start playing all the different songs. Oh, let's go. Black Keys to Dr. Dre. We're spinning well here. Oh. Sorry, everybody, but it ends there. Scorps! How about one more, Kyle? This just got me in the mood for this.
Happy hour.
Oh, this water has never tasted better. All right, we got Cardinals. Who are they even playing?
Commanders?
The Commanders. No, baseball.
Oh, baseball.
Yeah. We're off early tonight for Cardinals and whomever. Or whoever. Whatever
Reds.
The right grammar. The
Reds! Help the Cubs out and grab a couple.
Big series down at Busch Stadium as the Reds invade St. Louis. Johnny Cueto. All right. What else we got this weekend in football before we get to where we want to go with Illinois? Actually, I want to go one more storyline with Illinois.
Sure.
It's a short week. We all know that. We've all battled through the week, and now all of a sudden we're looking for tables at the Illini Inn. We're looking for tables at Pia's. We're like, oh, my gosh, it's Friday. We're going to get off work. Somebody's got to get there early to get a table. There's going to be a lot of Illini fans around the area very interested in this game. What does it mean to the players to have a short week? I asked the quarterback, Luke Altmyer, on Monday.
It is definitely difficult coming off Saturday game and, you know, coming to a Friday game we're about to play. It's difficult in all phases physically, you know, being able to mentally prepare and trying to understand what they're going to do and getting our bodies back and whatever it may be. And, you know, the sense of urgency, you know, really raises up a notch. And,
sure.
Yeah, I think we're all excited to go on the road for our first time and in a really good environment there at Kansas and, you know, put our best foot forward and, you know, like I said, do whatever it takes to go 1-0 this week.
There we go. 1-0 this week, which would mean 2-0 on the season, which would mean a really solid win against Kansas. And I'm counting the Toledo win as a good win.
Yes.
Those 10 penalties certainly didn't help, and I think helped Toledo with the idea that they had a chance to win that game. I think without, you know, you put those in half at 5, cut those in half, I think Illinois wins that game by 10 points. So, and then maybe we're not feeling as anxious,
right,
possibly, especially about our team. So, but we're going to get to that. We're going to let you know what we think is going to happen in this game tonight. Until then, what else we got around the country? I'm guessing that we've got some decent games. I mean, a lot of times you get those games where it's like, you know, that one doesn't seem that exciting, et cetera, et cetera. But, and I'm just literally just, there it is. I was just delaying, stalling. All right, what do we got?
Yeah, it's not a very loaded slate here this week. That's kind of how it goes here in the non-conference portion of the schedule.
Can we turn off the Ben Zobrist love fest of the Cubs?
You're sitting by the TV.
Every time I turn around, there's another Ben Zobrist hit.
Go ahead and turn it off if you want. You're the one sitting there today.
See, they should have been kicked out.
I love watching it. They're showing his game-winning hit in Game 7. I'll watch that 500 times and not get tired.
I'm ready to puke. Puke my Starburst up.
It isn't much of a slate nationally. I'll go through some of the Big Ten games of note, but the big one nationally is Texas and Alabama. That one, 6 o'clock, ESPN tomorrow. It's the return game in a home-and-home. Alabama went to Texas last year in a really fun game that they were able to squeak out. Now Texas is in Tuscaloosa to take on Alabama. That's a number 3 Bama team against number 11 Texas. So that's the big one this weekend. But there really isn't a whole lot else throughout the country in terms of ranked games. The only other ranked versus ranked game on the slate this weekend is Ole Miss versus Tulane.
Ole Miss and Tulane. Is that in Oxford?
It's in New Orleans. Tulane.
All right.
So that's really
it. Fun. How about Big Ten wise?
Big Ten wise, the other game tonight is Indiana State at Indiana. So all Big Ten fans will be watching Illinois tonight because that one, Indiana's a 31-point favorite. And if Indiana's a 31-point favorite over your football team.
Yeah. Go Sycamores.
You're not in a good spot.
They were in the – weren't they? They were almost made the College World Series.
Is that
Indiana
right?
Indiana State. Yeah, remember they got to that super, what do they call that? The
Super Regionals?
Yeah, they got to the Super Regional, hosted it, and lost, but good times. How about my Salukis of SIU?
I don't have
don't
that
you
one
give
ready.
Give me that look. Don't. I mean, you gave me
that
look.
You threw that one on me.
Well, I got to know about the Dogs.
Let's see.
The Dogs. And Illinois State, you should be able to just go to the Missouri Valley.
The Salukis are at Northern Illinois.
Ooh, okay.
this weekend.
All right. Southern off to a 1-0 start.
That's right. And Illinois State is at Western Illinois. Okay. So there's a bunch of in-state matchups here this weekend.
All right. That's not a bad gig. How about us, Kyle?
You want me to just run through the rest of the Big Ten
real
quick?
I thought you were done with that. Quick. Yeah, the one game.
Yeah. Indiana State's the only Big Ten game this weekend. Now, Ohio State's got Youngstown State. They'll win that one by 50.
Penn State came from Youngstown
State. That's right.
Yep.
Penn State's got Delaware. They're going to be 2-0 coming to Champaign.
The Dens.
Nebraska at Colorado, the Dion Show.
Ah.
They got another Power 5 opponent. That's going to be their home opener.
You know, I'm kind of interested in that.
I am, too. I want to see.
So Colorado had TCU, and now they go to Nebraska.
They're at home. This is their home opener against Nebraska.
Oh, I see. Okay. In Colorado.
That's going to be an interesting one. They're ranked now 22nd
beautiful
in the country.
Campus, by the way.
Is it?
Walked that
Never
campus.
Been.
It's beautiful.
Purdue and Ryan Walters are looking to bounce back from that opening week loss, and they got to go to Blacksburg, Virginia to take on Virginia Tech. So it could be an 0-2 start for Ryan Walters in West Lafayette. That should be an interesting game. Virginia Tech favored by 2.5. Michigan's got UNLV at home. They'll win that one by a ton.
Yeah.
Iowa State rivalry game. This one happens every year. This should be a fun one. 2:30 on Fox. We'll
be
get
a lot
to see,
of betting going on in Iowa for this one.
Get to see what Cade McNamara and that Iowa offense looks like at Iowa State, who's normally got a very good defense.
Yes.
Iowa favored by 3.5 in that game.
I still think it's funny the Iowa State dude, the punter or something, bet the under.
Ah, yeah.
On the Iowa State-Iowa game. All right.
Michigan State hosts Richmond. Not much there. Northwestern hosts UTEP. Could that be their only win of the year?
Oh, my goodness.
It's possible. Maryland hosts Charlotte. Minnesota hosts Eastern Michigan. Wisconsin does go to Washington State, so a little bit of an early test for them. They're 6-point favorites heading on the road.
That's it.
Their first big test of the year.
Okay.
The 19-ranked Badgers and Rutgers host Temple.
All right.
And that leaves just one.
Let's go. Let me switch. The cowboy riding in with a snake around his neck. That is a previous regime joke that Kyle did not understand. What do you think, Kyle, for tonight? Illinois and Kansas. Do the Illini go 2-0?
I'll start with this. Illinois has released their injury report for this game, and there are no surprises whatsoever on there. The only two players listed as out are Matthew Bailey and Ezekiel Holmes, who have been both not practicing. Everyone else, including Tyler Strain, Isaiah Adams, some of those guys went out, are going to play tonight.
Matthew Bailey, hopefully a marketing major, because we have said his name more than any Illini player I can remember ever.
He's going to have the hype built up for him when he
finally
plays.
I've said his name more than Juice Williams, Jeff George, D. Brown. I have talked more about Matthew Bailey than anybody in the history of Illini sports. So, good for him. You were on the cusp of giving me your final.
I was. It's probably been pretty clear based on how we've talked about it. I'm not feeling great going into this game. I think it'll be a really good game. I think Illinois is going to have a chance.
But okay.
High-scoring game. Altmyer has another good day. I think the running backs get going, but Jalen Daniels and that Kansas offense, I think they're going to score.
They're good.
Kansas wins tonight 34-27.
Oh, my goodness. You and I are almost identical.
Are we?
On our scores. Now, are we identical on who wins? Unfortunately, we are. I think it's the same deal. I think Illinois is kind of fighting from behind the entire game. I hope I'm wrong. I said we'd blow out Toledo, and we didn't. Maybe if I say that this Illinois team will be battling from behind, I think they're going to have to keep up with Kansas scoring-wise. I'm hoping that Illinois defense can prove us wrong.
Oh, I'd love it.
I've got Kansas 31, Illinois 27. So we were literally just 3 points off.
And we did not discuss
it
before.
And we both wrote them down. So, all right, everybody. Well, listen, you got a Friday night game, and then you get a Saturday off. So enjoy your weekend, and then, of course, the NFL kicks for good, especially.
What a weekend.
On Sunday. Gonna be fun. Everybody have a great one. We're out. It is The Drive. Go Alana.
Say goodbye to redness and hello to happy skin. Merle Norman's new Red Correct Treatment Primer is a science-based color care formula containing over 20 corrective ingredients that help calm and soothe sensitive skin. This is a multi-purpose facial primer that turns from green to beige when massaged into skin. Use it to help color correct red areas, decrease sensitivity, and prep skin for makeup application. Shop Red Correct Treatment Primer now at Merle Norman, 706 West Market View Drive in Champaign.
UC Bank, leading the way to your financial wellness. No matter where your financial journey begins, Pathways banking options at UC are designed with your goals in mind. UC Bank, building strong financial futures, one family, one street, one city at a time. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
Illini fans, for a limited time at Jet's Pizza, new popcorn chicken pizzas. Their tasty popcorn chicken on their famous BBQ, Aloha BBQ, Buffalo Ranch, or Bacon Ranch pizzas. It's new and a limited time offer, so don't miss out. Try any of the four for just $17.99, code BBQ. Their popcorn chicken pizzas are perfect to order while watching football with friends and family. Try their tasty popcorn chicken on their famous BBQ, Aloha BBQ, Buffalo Ranch, or Bacon Ranch pizzas. Just $17.99. Code BBQ. Jets, better because it has to be.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
Like every bank, there's a time every day when we stop making loans. But at Iroquois Federal, we never stop making a difference. Thanks to an amazing team of employees who give back to their local communities all over Central Illinois. From hospital boards and local school programs to Kiwanis and the United Way, Iroquois Federal employees donated more than 1,000 volunteer hours last year. And we'll do it again next year, because the only thing we like more than making a loan is making a difference. Iroquois Federal. Still friendly, still local, still here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome to Sarah Champaign, home of their award-winning Honda dealership, a double recipient of the prestigious Honda President's Award. With a legacy of excellence, they offer you the finest selection of Honda vehicles backed by unparalleled customer service. As a two-time winner, they're committed to exceeding your expectations. Visit them today at Route 45 at Burwash or Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champaign.com. Sarah Champaign, home of Honda, BMW, Subaru, Buick, and GMC. That's SarahChampaign.com.
Hey folks, fall is coming, and so are great deals on the world's fastest mower, Dixie Chopper, at Champaign-Urbana's only dealer, Dedicated Diesel, at 1313 Triumph Drive in Urbana. They still have some 23 and a select few 22 residential and commercial models at liquidation prices too low to advertise. Whether you're mowing your yard at home or 200 yards commercially, you'll get the best warranty in the business with 3-year bumper-to-bumper unlimited hours or 5-year bumper-to-bumper up to 600 hours that includes the engine, deck, and spindle hub. Go see Andy Bowman at Dedicated Diesel in Urbana for warranty details and best pricing on the world's fastest mower. He's clearing out inventory to make way for the new 24s, and no reasonable offer will be refused. Dedicated Diesel, 1313 Triumph Drive in Urbana, that's just off Route 45, 217-328-0562.
Football fans, plan to party at Pia's before, after, and during games as you get on the watch parties with great prizes and giveaways during the fourth quarter on special game days. Get 5 bottles in the Coors Light bucket for $16.75 or enjoy the $8.95 pitcher special on Illini game days. It's $5 for Blue Moon drafts and Jack Daniels drinks. Murder your thirst with Liquid Death water and CBD products. Pia's is the place to party, 1609 West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.